this is not just another How to Grow a Business podcast. Whether you're on the brink of entrepreneurship or a changemaker on the journey, it's time to turn your aspirations into real-life success. This is Startup 3. All right. Do you ever find yourself constantly checking your email metrics only to be met with disappointment? Are your open rates, your click-through rates far from what you envisioned? Do they kind of leave you wondering if the emails that you're sending are even having an impact? If so, hey, you're not alone. As entrepreneurs, we often face the stark reality that our email marketing efforts, despite countless hours of work, don't seem to cut it, right? They don't seem to cut through the noise, the results aren't there, and it's frustrating, right? It's a disheartening experience when you know the potential that your brand holds. But what if the problem isn't your product? What if it isn't your passion or even your audience's interest, but rather it's how you're connecting, or should I say not connecting, with your customers? Because I know what it's like to want to connect with your customers, right? The desire is there, but well, a knowledge gap exists. Hey, we're going to fix that today. Now, if you're new to my channel, welcome to Startup 3. I'm Gary Smith. I'm a business and marketing professor. I teach in the Graduate School of Business, and I'm also an entrepreneur. Now, I'm here to really arm you with cutting-edge insights and battle-tested strategies that are designed to help you get started right and not just survive, but to actually thrive during your first 3 years in business. Now, I also encourage you to stick around to the end as we dive deep into the world of email marketing. And we're going to explore 7 action steps designed to really help you increase customer engagement and really drive business growth. And let me tell you, number seven is the one that ties the other 6 together. So let me take you back a moment. In the heart, I would say, of a bustling city and the ever-changing world of landscape and commerce, there was a cafe. Now, this wasn't just any cafe. This was a haven for dreamers, right? For thinkers. So one evening, as they were all kind of sharing their strategies and their attempted but ineffective efforts, an older, more seasoned entrepreneur joined the table. And with kind of a warm smile and a knowing glance, he began to tell a story, not of instant success, but one of perseverance and learning. And he spoke of his own journey, once fraught with the same frustrations that they now faced. Now, his turning point was mastering the art of email marketing. And it wasn't just about sending out emails. He explained that it was actually about sending the right message to the right person at the right time. And through his story, he began to illustrate how by learning to optimize, he transformed his modest customer base into a thriving community of loyal customers. And this wasn't mere luck. It was really a testament of the power of connection and the understanding, right? Which is the heartbeat of his customers, and that's where it starts. And the entrepreneurs in the cafe begin to realize that their current struggles were just the precursors to their success. And it was then that they ultimately understood that implementing the right knowledge in the right way was going to be key for optimizing their email strategy, which in essence was the secret for increasing their customers, which would then lead to the type of business growth that they first envisioned when they started their businesses. And you know, it's oftentimes just the simple act of having someone else kind of illuminate that path forward that turns the tide of sad frustration into happy success. So I have 7 action steps for you today. And number one is building a quality email list. In fact, I would say building a quality email list is really akin to laying kind of the foundation of a house, because without a strong foundation, the structure is vulnerable. And similarly, without a carefully curated email list, your marketing efforts may not withstand the challenges of a competitive digital landscape. The cornerstone of effective email marketing is not the size of your list, but the quality of those who join it. Because the goal is to really kind of attract subscribers who are genuinely interested in your brand, right? In your story, in your unique value that you offer, right? These are the subscribers who will go ahead and open your emails, right? They'll engage with your content and they'll ultimately convert into loyal customers. So the question then becomes, okay, how do you attract these valuable subscribers? And the answer lies in offering something of value in return. Now, this can take on many forms, such as you know, exclusive insights, helpful tips, early access to new products or sales, or even a compelling discount. What matters is that the incentive speaks directly to the interests and the needs of your target audience, making the act of subscribing just kind of a no-brainer. But attracting the right subscribers is, that's just the beginning, right? It's equally important to really nurture the relationship, treating each email as an opportunity to deliver value and deepen the connection. And this is where content plays a crucial role, whether it's a behind the scenes look at your process, actionable advice, or maybe stories that resonate with your audience's experiences and the aspirations. And the content that you share should consistently remind subscribers why they joined your list in the first place. I would say this, remember that building a quality email list, it's not a one-time effort. It's an ongoing process, right? It requires patience and perseverance and a willingness to really experiment and learn what resonates best with your customers, with your audience.
Hey, if you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to check out our YouTube channel, where you can watch this episode and all our videos at startup3.com. The three is spelled out. That's startup3.com.
Now, once you've gone and you've begun to build your email list, the second transformative action step is email marketing optimization, is segmenting, right? So you want to segment your list. And sometimes it's helpful to think of your subscribers list as a diverse audience, right? Gathered in an auditorium. Not everyone came there for the same reason, right? They have different interests, different needs, different expectations. So addressing them with a one-size-fits-all message, that would be kind of like speaking a single language in a room filled with people from all around the world, right? The solution is segmenting your list, because it really allows you to communicate more effectively by dividing your audience into smaller groups and more specific groups. And segmenting can be based on a variety of criteria, things like demographic details, purchase history, interactions with previous emails, even specific interests that they've indicated. So in other words, this approach enables you to tailor your communication in a way that resonates deeply with each segment. For instance, right, sending a targeted email recommendation to customers based on their past purchases, or maybe crafting content directly to the interests of a particular demographic. This level of personalization makes your emails more relevant, more engaging, and significantly increases the likelihood of conversion. Also, list segmenting, it's not just about boosting short-term engagements or quick sales. It's a strategy that builds long-term relationships with your subscribers. This is a crucial step towards creating a more personalized, effective, and meaningful dialogue with your customers, which will ultimately drive higher engagements and drive conversion rates, which is what we want. Now, if you're finding this content valuable, I encourage you to go ahead and subscribe. That way you'll be notified every time I release a new video. Now that said, action step number three is all about subject lines, because in the rapidly advancing marketplace of the digital world, where inboxes are flooded, right, with an avalanche of messages, your email subject lines really serve to guide your subscribers through the storm to your content, right? It's your first impression that you make, and it's often the decisive factor between an email that gets open and one that does not get open. Because crafting compelling subject lines, it's not just an art, it's a strategic endeavor that can really significantly elevate the effectiveness of your email marketing efforts. And I would say a great subject line, it does more than just merely describe the content of the email. It sparks curiosity, right? It evokes emotion, or it offers value, compelling the subscriber to go ahead and click through. Now, imagine the subject line as a headline to your personal newspaper, tailored to catch the eye of your specific reader. It should be concise, yet powerful, clear, yet intriguing, whether it's by maybe posting a provocative question, teasing a compelling story, or promising a valuable tip. Your subject line should resonate with the interests and the desires of your customers, making the act of opening the email feel irresistible. In fact, I would say the magic of a captivating subject line extends far beyond the open rate. It sets the tone for the email, creating an expectation that the content will be just as engaging. And, you know, this alignment between kind of the subject line and the email content is crucial. It builds trust with your subscribers, ensuring that they continue to open your emails in the future. So by mastering the craft of just creating compelling subject lines, You really tend to unlock the gateway and you ensure that your message stands out in the crowd. And let me tell you, the reason why that matters is because in the journey of email marketing optimization, action step number 4 is going to be crafting your content, right? So this vital act is akin to really curating an exhibit for your audience. Each piece of content, from the words you choose to the visuals you include, all play a crucial role in engaging your subscribers and really guiding them toward the action you want them to take. Now, the essence of effective email content creation lies in its ability to communicate your message clearly, compellingly, and convincingly. So my advice here is start with simplicity. The beauty of language lies not in its complexity, but in its ability to really connect and communicate. So use straightforward language that speaks directly to your customers as if you were having a conversation with them, right? This approach not only makes your emails more readable, but also more relatable. Remember, your subscribers are people. They are not email addresses. They appreciate clarity and directness, especially in a medium as intimate as email. Now, that said, visuals are your allies. All throughout this endeavor, they are. So in a digital age like this, dominated by screens, incorporating relevant eye-catching images and infographics can significantly enhance the impact of your message. And visuals also break up the text, right? Makes your emails kind of more engaging, easier to digest. And they can also really convey complex ideas more efficiently than just the words alone. However, you should only use these to complement your message. You don't want it to kind of overshadow it, because in the culmination of your email, your content, your call to action, this is what really boosts your purpose in the email, and it crystallizes into a clear directive for your subscriber. So that could be something like learn more, shop now, subscribe now. Your CTA should be unmistakable and compelling, right? The goal is to really guide your subscribers toward the next step in their journey with your brand. So your call to action, your CTA, you want to place that prominently within your email, and you want to make it easy for customers and potential customers to know what you want them to do next. So remember, keeping your email content concise, keeping it relevant, keeping it action-oriented, when you do that, you not only respect your subscribers' time, but you also are enhancing their experience with your brand, right? Driving both engagement and action. Action step number 5 is optimize for mobile. And here's the thing. In today's, you know, fast-paced world, the smartphone has become more than just a communication device. It's an integral part of our daily lives, especially when it comes to accessing email. And the reality is that a significant majority of people now read their emails on their mobile devices. So in essence, optimizing your emails for mobile is really going to ensure that regardless of the device, your message is delivered clearly and compellingly. So it provides really a seamless viewing experience. It encourages engagement and also action. And here's the thing. By using responsive design, you ensure that your emails automatically adjust to fit the size of the screen, the orientation of any device, whether it's a desktop, down to a small little smartphone. In fact, I say the goal is to really completely eliminate the need for pinching and zooming and scrolling horizontally to read email content. Text should be easily readable. Images, they should scale appropriately. And your call to actions, they've got to be clickable. So even on a touchscreen. And implementing responsive design not only enhances the user experience, but it also reflects on your brand's professionalism and the attention to detail. And the majority of email providers, they're already going to have this set up for you. That's the great thing, whether it's a MailChimp or Constant Contact or ConvertKit or maybe AWeber or GetResponse or most of the email service providers. So let me ask, by the way, who are you using right now to deliver your emails, and are you happy with them? Whether it's a yes or a no, put that in the comments below. Let me know your experience. Let's kind of share ideas. Now, a couple points to consider when optimizing for mobile includes learning the times that your customers are most apt to interact with your emails while they're on mobile. This also means being concise in your messaging, okay? Breaking up the text into easily digestible chunks and placing the most important information in the CTAs early in the email. People on the go, they've got short attention spans. So capturing their interest and then conveying your message quickly is of paramount importance. And I would say by tailoring your content for mobile viewing, You're not only maximizing your reach and the effectiveness of your email marketing efforts, but you're also providing a positive and engaging experience for your subscribers, wherever they may be, on the road, at work, doesn't matter. That said, building and growing a business, it's a professional undertaking. And well, you don't want to be an amateur. So flying blind is not an option. And the beauty of digital marketing lies in its measurability. So that brings us to step six. And you want to regularly analyze and track your email metrics. Now, just this single essential act is really akin to kind of setting the coordinates for your journey and your strategy with precision and insight. So metrics such as your open rates and click-through rates and conversions, these are the signposts that indicate whether your email campaigns are resonating with your audience or they're just falling on deaf ears. Right? So understanding these metrics, it's crucial for any entrepreneur looking to optimize your email marketing efforts. This is what separates the pros from the amateurs. For example, your open rates, they provide a glimpse into how compelling your subject line are and how relevant your emails are being perceived by your subscribers. So a low open rate might suggest that your emails are not standing out or your audience is not finding your content engaging. On the other hand, let's say that your click-through rates, right? Those are going to delve deeper into measuring the effectiveness of your email content and the persuasiveness of your calls to action. So a high CTR indicates your message is actually compelling and the recipients are interested enough to at least take a next step. And then conversions are the ultimate measure of success, indicating, you know, whether the ultimate goal of your email was achieved. So the true magic lies in really leveraging these insights to refine, to adjust your strategy. And this process of continuous improvement, meaning things like testing and measuring and learning and iterating, this is what transforms good email into great email marketing. And beyond these primary metrics, delving into the details such as the time of day that your emails are opened or the devices that are used by your subscribers and the type of content that really tends to drive that engagement, that can provide such deeper insights into your audience's preferences and behaviors. And this ongoing cycle of really measurement and optimization is what enables you as an entrepreneur to really kind of fine tune your email marketing strategies, ensuring that every email sent not only reaches its destination, but also achieves its purpose. However, you know, it's important to recognize that what works today may not work tomorrow. And the preferences of your audience can also evolve just as rapidly. So understanding this is where action step number seven comes into play. And that is the power of testing and experimentation, which ties everything else together and is arguably the most valuable tool for you today. So if you want to thrive as an entrepreneur, you need to start thinking like a pro. If you want to consider your email campaigns as a series of scientific experiments where hypotheses are tested and results are analyzed and conclusions are drawn for future improvement. So you need to think about the impact of your subject lines because a single word can dramatically alter open rates and calls to actions or your CTAs are another critical element. So even the choice of like color placement or wording can significantly influence click-throughs and conversion rates. Now, I've talked about A-B testing before on other videos, which is really just a straightforward yet powerful way to conduct your experiments. You simply send one variation of your email to a portion of your list and then another variation to a different part of your list. Then you just compare the performance of each version over time. You see which one does better. And these incremental adjustments that are informed by real data, they can lead to substantial improvements in the effectiveness of your email marketing efforts. Because here's the thing, in the digital world, it's continually evolving, right? And so staying curious, staying creative, and really being open to change is crucial if you want to succeed. This proactive approach is really what separates the fleeting from the flourishing. And, you know, these seven action steps, they've already helped many first-time entrepreneurs on their path of growth, their engagement, their success, because the spirit of testing and experimentation encourages a culture of innovation and adaptability. And in the ever-changing landscape of digital marketing, I would say the willingness to try new approaches, right, to test different variables and really to learn from the outcomes is what keeps your strategy fresh and effective. So with these seven action steps as the core of your strategy, Email marketing can indeed become a powerful engine for growth, enabling you to really build meaningful relationships with your subscribers and enhance your brand's presence and achieve your overall business objectives.
Hey, I hope today's show provided you with some new insights or a fresh perspective and some action steps that you can implement this week. And in case you're new here, what you just listened to was a podcast version of this week's YouTube video. So if you enjoyed our conversation today, I want to encourage you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can watch this episode and all our videos at startup3.com. The three is spelled out. That's startup3.com.